28 participants watched 32 30-second PSAs while in an fMRI scanner. Half were at high risk of drug abuse and half were at low risk. Drug abuse risk was assessed with a self-report measure that participants had completed earlier. The researchers looked specifically at connectivity patterns between different parts of the brain while the anti-drug message is played. Later, the participants rated each PSA on how strong its arguments against drug abuse were. The study found that low-risk potential drug abusers were able to accurately tell researchers which messages their brains found most effective, while high-risk potential drug abusers were not. Researchers say the findings point to evidence that people at high risk for drug abuse are processing anti-drug messages differently than low-risk people. The study appears in the December 2017 issue of the journal Social, Cognitive, and Affective Neuroscience. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.